This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Peaceful protesters across various provinces in Afghanistan have faced an increasingly violent response by the Taliban over the past 4 weeks, the UN Human Rights Office said on Friday, including the use of live ammunition, batons and whips. Speaking in Geneva, OHCHR spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said the Taliban prohibited unauthorized assemblies on Wednesday, and on Thursday they ordered telecoms companies to switch off internet on mobile phones in specific areas of Kabul. Protests have been taking place since the 15th of August and are becoming more frequent, she said, calling for the Taliban to stop the use of force and arbitrary detention of journalists.
As Afghan women and men take to the streets during this time of great uncertainty in their country to press peacefully for their human rights to be respected, including women's rights to work, to freedom of movement, to education, and to political participation, it is crucial that those in power listen to those voices.
She added that the freedom of peaceful assembly and expression must be ensured, including as a means for people to voice their concerns and participate in public affairs. Staying with Afghanistan, and the World Food Programme has warned of growing hunger amid mounting economic hardship and uncertainty. Some 93% of households don't have enough to eat, while 3 in 4 families are already reducing portion sizes or are reduced to borrowing food. According to phone surveys carried out from the 21st of August to the 5th of September in all 34 provinces, families are also buying cheaper, less nutritious foods, and parents are skipping meals entirely to allow children to eat. The number of households resorting to extreme coping strategies has doubled, a clear sign that many families are teetering on the edge of absolute destitution, said WFP Deputy Regional Director Anthea Webb. With winter fast approaching and the economy collapsing, it is now a race against time to deliver life-saving assistance to the Afghan people, Ms. Webb said. An alarming number of human rights abuses against civilians have been carried out this year by armed groups in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, the UN Refugee Agency said on Friday. In the two most affected provinces in North Kivu and Ituri, the UNHCR and its partners recorded more than 1,200 civilian deaths and 1,100 rapes and a total of 25,000 human rights abuses. Speaking in Geneva, UNHCR spokesperson Boris Shershikov said the violence continues to cost lives and drive people from their homes.
It is estimated that more than 1 million Congolese have been internally displaced in 2021 in the country's east. Repeated displacement has put enormous pressure on those forced to flee and host families that have taken in 94% of DRC's forcibly displaced. Host families have shown huge generosity towards their compatriots, but are exhausted and in need of support if they are to continue as first responders.
Mr. Shershikov said that returnees accounted for 65% of the serious human rights abuses recorded. Despite government efforts to reduce the abuse by rebel militias, our teams continue to hear horrific accounts of sexual violence, extortion and looting, he said. Katie Dartford, UN News.